The first part of the motivation, of course, we saw was love for God. We're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength and mind. The second part of the summation of the law is love for our neighbour. If I love the Lord with all my heart, soul, strength and mind, then I will love what he loves. I will have compassion for what he has compassion for. I will desire what he desires. And so that brings in this component of motivation in the love for my neighbour. I see the need of my neighbour. I see the sin of my neighbour. And it's not too long as an evangelist in the streets of any city that you get an idea of the deprivation of humanity. You get an idea of the multiple ideas of where men and women are religiously. And every man does that which is right in his own eyes. And as I see that in the world, and as I see my friend in work or my colleague in school, in life and in the struggles of life, and no answers in this world, no answers, and seeking for answers, then I am compelled as a man or a woman who is in touch with God and who has the answer, who has the answer for a needy and sinful humanity, to give that answer out and to proclaim that answer and to seek that men and women will experience what I've experienced. That's the second aspect of motivation, love for my neighbour. We read of it in the Gospels, where the Lord speaks of the Good Samaritan and the man whom he saw on the side of the road was needy, and he stopped and he pursued the betterment of that man. That ought to be us as we interact with the world. We're salt and light. But if the commandments are true of what the Lord has given us, if it's true that I am not to kill, as the commandment tells me, then that commandment also demands of me that I am to seek the betterment of my neighbour. And so, having loved the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, strength and mind, I will love my neighbour. Not just to refrain from killing him, as the commandment tells me, but to pursue his betterment. To live for others as Christ lived for me and gave himself for me.